Krishna Book, Canto 19, The Solar Eclipse at Kurukshetra, Chapter 82, Scene 1. The Yadu Dynasty goes to Kurukshetra for a solar eclipse. Once upon a time, while Lord Krishna and Balaram were living peacefully in their great city of Dwaraka, there was the rare occasion of a full solar eclipse, such as takes place at the end of every kalpa or day of Lord Brahma. At the end of every kalpa, the sun is covered by a great cloud, and incessant rain covers the lower planetary systems up to Svargaloka. By astronomical calculation, people were informed about this great eclipse prior to its taking place, and therefore everyone, both men and women, decided to assemble at the holy place in Kurukshetra known as Samanta Panchaka. The Samanta Panchaka pilgrimage site is celebrated because Lord Parashuram performed great sacrifices there after having killed all the Kshatriyas in the world 21 times. Lord Parashuram killed all the Kshatriyas, and their accumulated blood flowed like a stream. Lord Parashuram dug 5 big lakes at Samanta Panchaka and filled them with this blood. Lord Parashuram is Vishnu Tattva. As stated in Ishopanishad, Vishnu Tattva cannot be contaminated by any sinful activity, and yet, although Lord Parashuram is fully powerful and uncontaminated, in order to exhibit ideal character, Parashuram performed great sacrifices at Samanta Panchaka in order to atone for his so-called sinful killing of all the Kshatriyas. And by his example, Lord Parashuram established that the killing art, although sometimes necessary, is not good. Lord Parashuram considered himself culpable for the sinful killing of the Kshatriyas. Therefore, how much more we are culpable for such abominable, unsanctioned acts. Thus, the killing of living entities is prohibited from time immemorial all over the world. Taking advantage of the occasion of the solar eclipse, all important persons visited that holy place of pilgrimage. Some of the important personalities are mentioned as follows. Among the elderly persons there were Akura, Vasudeva, and Ugrasena. Among the younger generation there were Gada, Prajumna, Samba, and many other members of the Yadu dynasty who had come there with a view to atone for sinful activities accrued in the course of discharging their respective duties. And because almost all the members of the Yadu dynasty went to Kurukshetra, some important personalities like Aniruddha, the son of Prajumna, and Kritavarma, the commander-in-chief of the Yadu dynasty, along with Suchandra, Shuka, and Sarana, they remained in Dwaraka to protect the city. All the members of the Yadu dynasty were naturally very beautiful, and yet, on this occasion, when they appeared duly decorated with gold necklaces and flower garlands, dressed in valuable clothing, and properly armed with their respective weapons, their natural beauty and personalities were 100 times enhanced. The members of the Yadu dynasty came to Kurukshetra in their gorgeously decorated chariots, which resembled the airplanes of the demigods, pulled by big horses that moved like waves of the ocean. And some of them rode on sturdy, stalwart elephants that moved like the clouds in the sky. Their wives were carried on beautiful palanquins by beautiful men whose features resembled those of the Vidyadharas. The entire assembly looked as beautiful as an assembly of the demigods of heaven. After arriving in Kurukshetra, the members of the Yadu dynasty took their bath ceremoniously with self-control, as enjoined in the Shastras, and they observed fasting for the whole period of the eclipse in order to nullify the reactions of their sinful activities. Since it is a Vedic custom to give in charity as much as possible during the hours of the eclipse, the members of the Yadu dynasty distributed many hundreds of cows in charity to the Brahmanas. All of those cows were fully decorated with nice dress and ornaments. The special feature of these cows was that they had golden ankle bells and flower garlands on their necks. All the members of the Yadu dynasty again took bath in the lakes created by Lord Parashuram. After this, they sumptuously fed the Brahmanas with first-class cooked food, all prepared in butter. According to the Vedic system, there are two classes of food. One is called raw food, and the other is called cooked food. Raw food does not include raw vegetables and raw grains, but food boiled in water, whereas cooked food is made in ghee. Chapatis, dal, rice, and ordinary vegetables are called raw foods, as are fruits and salads. But puris, kachuri, samosas, sweet balls, etc. are called cooked foods. So all the Brahmanas invited on that occasion by the members of the Yadu dynasty were fed sumptuously with cooked food. The ceremonial functions performed by the members of the Yadu dynasty externally resembled the ritualistic performances performed by the Karmis. When a Karmi performs some ritualistic ceremony, his or her ambition is sense gratification, such as good position, good wife, good house, good children, good wealth. But the ambition of the members of the Yadu dynasty was different. Their ambition was to offer perpetual faith and devotion to Lord Krishna. All the members of the Yadu dynasty were great devotees, and as such, after many births of accumulated pious activities, they were given the chance to associate with Lord Krishna. In going to take their bath in the place of pilgrimage at Kurukshetra, or while observing the regulative principles during the solar eclipse, or feeding the Brahmins, in all their activities, they simply thought of devotion to Krishna, for their ideal worshipful Lord was Krishna and no one else. After feeding the Brahmanas, it is the custom for the host, with their permission, to accept prasad. Thus, with the permission of the Brahmanas, all the members of the Yadu dynasty took lunch. Then they selected resting places underneath big shadowy trees, and when they had taken sufficient rest, they prepared themselves to receive visitors, among whom there were relatives and friends, as well as many subordinate kings and rulers. There were rulers of the Matsya province, Ushinara province, Kosala province, Vidarbha province, Kuru province, Sinjai province, Kamboja province, Kekai province, and many other countries and provinces. Some of the rulers belonged to opposing parties, and some were friends. Thus ends Chapter 82, Scene 1. The Yadu dynasty goes to Kurukshetra for a solar eclipse. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. As Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur points out, the words atha and ekada are commonly used in Sanskrit literature to introduce a new topic. Here, they especially indicate the reunion of the Yadus and Vrishnis at Kurukshetra, which is being narrated out of chronological sequence. Srila Sanatan Goswami explains in his Vaishnava Toshini commentary that the events of this 82nd chapter occur after Lord Baladev's visit to Vraja, which was in chapter 65, and before Maharaj Yudhisthira's Rajasuya sacrifice in chapter 74. This must be so, since during the eclipse at Kurukshetra, all the Kurus, including Dhritarashtra, Yudhisthira, Bhishma, and Drona, met in friendship and happily shared the company of Sri Krishna. But at the Rajasuya Yajna, on the other hand, Duryodhana's jealousy against the Pandavas became irrevocably inflamed. Soon after this, Duryodhana challenged Yudhisthira and his brothers to the infamous gambling match, in which Duryodhana cheated them of their kingdom and exiled them to the forest. Right after the Pandavas returned from exile, the great battle of Kurukshetra took place, during which Bhishma and Drona were killed. So it is not logically possible for the solar eclipse at Kurukshetra to have happened after the Rajasuya sacrifice. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, Sri Krishna's grandson, Aniruddha, remained in Dwaraka to protect the city because Aniruddha is originally Lord Vishnu's manifestation as the guardian of the spiritual planet Shweta Dweep.
Radha Krishna Bo 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 Re So Bai. Radha Krishna Bo 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 Lo Re So Bai. Jeev Krishna Das A Biswas Korle Toa Dukonai. Jeev Krishna Das A Biswas Korle Toa Dukonai. Radha Krishna Bo 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 Lo Re So Bhai. Radha Krishna Bo 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 Lo Re So Bhai. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone chant Radha Krishna. Chant Radha Krishna. Everyone chant Radha Krishna. If you have this much faith that I am Krishna's eternal servant, then there will not be any more misery. So just chant Radha Krishna, Hare Krishna.